Then seventh, I believe it's important for wives to know some of the possible signs of pornography use and sexual addiction. And this goes back to my beginning statements about who should be listening to this. If you have suspicions, or if you're totally oblivious or think that your husband doesn't struggle in this area, you need to be aware of some of the signs. And you need to understand that these signs are somewhat ambiguous. Some of them point to other things. But here are some common signs that we have seen through the years and that others have seen that come from men who are wrestling with pornography and sexual issues. Here's a few of the most glaring signs that we've seen. Men who have angry outbursts and frequent arguments with their wives about sex. The bedroom is more of a battleground than a love field. Oftentimes that points to a struggle with sexual issues. Along that same line, men who are constantly badgering or demanding sex. No matter how often, no matter how much, it's never enough. On the opposite extreme, another sign is men who avoid sex. Some men in a sexual addiction, they have to have more, more, more. Some men in their sexual struggle, sexual addiction, they meet their sexual needs through pornography, masturbation, or other sexual encounters, and so they're not very interested in being physically intimate with their wife. Another sign is requesting and or nagging for strange or uncomfortable sexual activities. Unfortunately, many times through their pornography use, men develop an appetite for certain things in the bedroom that their wives consider debase or at least uncomfortable and unloving. And a man who continues to pressure for those things, that's often a sign of a man who's dabbling or who has dove into the pornography funnel. Another common sign is husbands who complain about their wife's body shape, style, and etc. One of the really powerful things about real sexual connection, as God designed it, is that you literally fall in love with what you're looking at as you're sexually intimate. And so the reality, as God designed it, is that the more you're physically, sexually intimate with your spouse, the more you are going to find them attractive and more you like seeing them, because that's what you become accustomed to in that point of great physical and neurological pleasure. So when a man is constantly complaining about his wife gaining weight or about her not having the right bra size or other specific aspects of her physical nature, it's quite often a sign that he's finding his gratification in other places. Another sign is what I call emotional zombiness. It's the husband who is always checked out, unable to connect. Christy Brinkley described it well in her divorce trial when she said about her husband who was struggling with sexual addiction, apparently. She said, "The person I knew and loved was, quote, an invisible man." The shame, and not just the shame, but even just the biological and neurological things that go on inside the mind through pornography and sexual addiction, leave a man physically, biologically, and neurologically unable to connect with those he loves. Another sign is spending long hours on a computer. Now, granted, some men do that for work, some men do that for their hobbies, and it's not automatically conclusive. But if a man is constantly wanting to be constantly on the computer, it can be a sign of trouble, especially if he's highly agitated when he's not able to be online. Or if you see these other signs of him clearing the internet browser history, either constantly or randomly. If he is highly secretive about his activity around the computer and or at times the cell phone. Those are warning signs you need to pay attention to. It's also a warning sign if TV channels or computer screens suddenly change whenever someone else enters the room. It's very common for men who look at pornography to keep another screen, a safe screen, in the background. So as soon as they see someone coming, they can click on it and it hides what they're looking at. Another warning sign is insisting on keeping computers, television, and other media outlets in isolated places. Wanting to have the desk turned to where the monitor can't be seen until you're all the way in the back corner of a room, and etc. Another warning sign is lying about things related to the computer, cell phone, time, money, and etc. As I said before, addiction and deception go hand in hand. And so when you see a lot of deception, there is always a great potential in this arena. Another sign is defensiveness when asked about computer, TV, or movie habits. Even just a little innocent question receives an immediate angry response. That's a warning sign that should be paid attention to. Unexplained or unaccounted for loss of time or money. If your husband just can't really even tell you what he did all day, or, well, what happened to that $50 you had? Those kind of recurring themes are warning signs that you need to watch. Strange charges on credit cards, phone bills, and etc. Most of your pornography industry, when they are charged, when they do send charges, they don't come on your charge slip as XXX.com. They come as seemingly innocent charges, but they're strange, and you have no idea where they come from. Don't be afraid to ask or even call the number to find out what they are. Another warning sign is if you see your husband having wandering eyes when in public places. If you go out to eat, if you go to the mall, or even at church, if you see your husband pretty regularly checking out other women, that's a warning sign that something's going on. Not just a warning sign, it's a problem in and of itself. But it's also many times a tip of the iceberg. Another warning sign is when a man really enjoys isolation. Now, I know that there are introverts. I know that there are men that as a general nature, are more shy. They're not around people as much. But what I'm talking about here is a man who you can almost see him get excited, or he perks up when he finds out that you and the kids are leaving and he's going to be home alone for a few hours. It's often a very good warning sign. Another warning sign is poor performance at work, school, and etc. You're married to a man who you know is very smart, very intelligent, very capable, and yet he just constantly underperforms. It may be his addiction. An interesting side note here is that we've had many men come through our ministry who 6 months, a year, or 2 years into recovery find themselves doing significantly better in their job. I've had several men who worked for themselves who have suddenly had a much greater income. We've had others get promotions, raises, and new jobs. Why? Because they weren't wasting all their time and energy looking at pornography. They weren't walking around in the addictive fog. And as a result of those things, they prospered greatly. So poor performance at work, school, and etc. can oftentimes be a red flag. And then finally, and this kind of goes almost unstated, but needs to be reminded, that if you find hidden pornography or other sexually explicit or implicit materials, don't ignore the warning sign. When it's hidden and you find it, you need to understand that that is almost always a sign of some serious problems. Don't ignore the signs. There are many others, but these are just a few that I wanted to make you aware of.